Chip Radio 24/7, David's Daily Devotional.
Indeed, it's now time for the Daily Devotional. And we've been looking over the last 4 days at Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And verse 6, we've been focusing in on verse 6 and looking at the names of God. But I have to tell you, Isaiah 9 is such a magnificent chapter. It foretells the birth of Christ and is written some 400-500 years before Christ was ever born. And it is an amazing feat, an amazing accomplishment, if you will. Just listen to these words. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus is known, beloved, with all of these words and even more. There are many, many, many names for God. Many names for Jesus. These are the four that Isaiah chose to speak about. Prince of Peace is the final one. We've looked at Wonderful Counselor. Part two was Mighty God. Part three, Everlasting Father. And then finally, we come to Prince of Peace. How apt for this time of year that he should be called Prince of Peace. Beloved, peace is what we so crave. In a world that is constantly moving, where there is constant noise and battle and conflict right across the world, and I'm not talking about worldly conflict now. I'm not talking about wars and rumors of wars. I'm not talking about what's going on in the Middle East, in Syria right now. Many people's lives are being lost right now as I am speaking. But I'm talking in households, beloved. I'm talking right down to the household. Christmas is supposed to be a time of peace. This season is supposed to be a time where peace reigns. Peace, goodwill to all men. And yet in the household, there is still much conflict. And that is because of the pressure. It's because of the pressure that we put on ourselves over this particular period. We put on ourselves an immense amount of pressure. We have to make sure that we buy the right gifts. We have to make sure that we've got the turkey ready. We've got to make sure that the vegetables are cooked. We've got to make sure that Uncle Fred has got what he needs. We've got to make sure that Auntie Hilda, she's got her chair, otherwise she's going to be really upset. We've got to make sure that the kids are going to be quiet, but they can't be quiet because they've just got a load of new toys and they want to make as much noise as they possibly can. They want to play with their train sets. They want to go nuts. Where's the peace? We find ourselves in a situation of conflict in the household. And where is the peace? Revive me once again. I know where the Prince of Peace would like you to have your peace. And I believe this Christmas time, as you are listening to this daily devotional, I believe the Lord wants to say to you quite clearly, my peace I give to you. My peace is already inside your heart. So why do you struggle? Why do you constantly struggle? Why do you concern yourselves with these things? I believe God is saying to us, why are we under pressure? Why do we put ourselves under pressure? Because it's us that put us under pressure. It's us that has made that decision that actually we want to impress whoever with our cooking prowess. Or is it just because Mum needs to make sure everything's done? I pray, Father, that you plant your peace in each one of us this Christmas time. That your peace is in our hearts. And no matter how much noise and conflict there is around us, that peace would reign. We need to have that peace in our lives, beloved. We need to have that time where we can just spend time with the Almighty Father. As we celebrate the birth of His Son, His precious Son, Jesus, who was born, I love saying the word, abject poverty, because that's what He was born into. Beloved, just know that His name is the Prince of Peace. And therefore, because His name is Prince of Peace, He wants to bring you that peace today, right now. That peace that passes all understanding. Perhaps you're listening to this thinking, I'm not sure I've got everything done. I'm not sure everything's wrapped. I'm not sure that the turkey is ready. I'm not sure this. I'm not sure that. I believe God is saying to you, let peace fall on you. Whilst I'm talking to you right now, I want you to spare a moment and spare some time to think about and to pray about those who don't have a family. Those who are going to be alone this Christmas. Those who have nobody. Those people that are dispossessed. Those people that are ill, that are sick in hospital. Those people that are dying. And they're dying alone. Those people who don't know the Lord God. Spare a thought for those people that want to spend this Christmas time just getting drunk, making merry as much as they possibly can, and not even spending even a moment thinking about the Prince of Peace. I want you, beloved, to spend time this Christmas time praying for those people. Praying for those who are a lot less fortunate than you are. Praying for the homeless. Not only are they on their own, but they're also cold and lonely. And in some cases, in fear of their own life. Pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding would be with them. That is why Jesus came, beloved. He came to bring peace. And He came to bring love. And He came to bring you grace. I remember when Paul was praying and saying, I have this thorn in my flesh, Lord. And the Lord's response was, my grace is sufficient for you. Why was His grace sufficient? I'll tell you. because it was. Sense his peace now, beloved. I can sense, as you're listening to this broadcast, that his peace is in your heart now. You can sense his peace. And what the Lord would want you to do with that peace is to pass that on. Not hold on to it, but pass it on to your loved ones. When there's conflict, allow that peace to gain that control, so there is no longer conflict, but just love. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.